know, you've been here long, well, you know, long enough to know what the success of you guys coming off of bye weeks. Why do you think this team has found success after bye weeks?
I mean, I think bye weeks in general, like, I mean, depending on your schedule, obviously, we have some time off to just recharge our batteries, and obviously that plays a huge role this late in the season. So, yeah, I think it's just more of, you know, guys, you know, detaching for a little bit and hanging with family, friends, you know, guys who got kids, just getting some true family time, and then, you know, stepping away for a little bit and then coming back just with a fresh mind and just ready to go.
Assess your first half of the season for yourself, you know, in terms of just goals maybe you've set or just how you thought the first 11 weeks went.
Yeah, I mean, it's going good. I said I'm somebody I try not to get too caught up in, you know, stats and all that stuff, and, you know, playing wide receiver, it's, for me, it's just whatever the play is called, whatever my job is at play, doing it, and, you know, the ball will find me when it's time to find me, and just putting one foot in front of the other and pushing along, you know. So I try not to dive too much into, oh, you know, I want to get this X amount of yards in a game, whatever. For me, it's just focus on, you know, the play that's being called, and the ball finds me, it finds me.
How do you gauge your impact and your success in a given season if it's not relying on the stats or anything like that? How do you gauge that?
I mean, obviously there's numbers at the end of the season when the season's over. I feel like you get caught up in the numbers and, you know, for me, focusing on, when you focus on those things, and I would like to say I'm a very selfless person, so I try not to think too much about, oh, me, my stats, this, my stats, that. What's supposed to happen is going to happen, you know? So I believe in that and just doing my job, and, you know, the results will be there at the end of the season.
One of the things that pops on the stat sheet for you is your ability to create yards after the catch. That ability for you to do that, is there a coach maybe in your time growing up playing football, developing as a player? Is there a coach or somebody who maybe developed that early in you and has helped you kind of really put that into your game?
I think a lot of it has to do with when growing up, I played running back. Like most of my, I started off playing running back. I don't really think I started playing wide receiver till like my sophomore year in high school. And then even then was like just that year, then junior, senior year was more running back. And then even my freshman year, I played a decent amount of running back. It was kind of split 50-50 between that and wide out. And then sophomore year on was wide receiver. So I would say just, you know, growing up, my dad being my coach most of the time too, and, you know, working with him and working with Molds in the off season, that's something that we talk about a lot, because, you know, you can run a 5-yard route, but, you know, you can turn a 5-yard route into a 60-yard big time play, you know. So we focus on a lot of that too in the off season. So working with him is definitely a big impact on what I've been able to do when the ball's in my hands. But yeah, other than that, man, I when the ball's in my hands, I just think it's time to dance, you know. So it's been good.
The Niners defense.
I mean, sound, physical, fast. They play really well together. I mean, they're a group of guys who's, you know, they got Fred Warner as their backer, and he's, I mean, top in his position. So you kind of got him, you know, leading the way. But yeah, like I said, they're just fast, physical. They play sound ball. They do their jobs, do what they're supposed to do, and they play really well together as a defense. So definitely got to make sure that we're on our P's and Q's and on the details within every single play to make it work.
I know you're on the different side of the ball, but just having Matt back in the regular practice jersey, gearing up, kind of getting back to what you guys have become accustomed to, how much of a boost does that send to this team to see him kind of get back out there and gear up?
Yeah, he's a dog. I mean, it's always good to, when he's, seeing him out there today was great. And just seeing him run around, you know, he works his tail off to get back onto the field. So seeing him out there today was great. And just looking forward to, you know, seeing him back in action.